Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When they constructed Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium and started things on the Hall of Fame Village, we knew a couple of things. We were going to have one of the best, if not the greatest, high school football stadiums in the country. We also knew that there would be NFL games there. And we had an inkling that they might sprinkle a few concerts here and there. And with that being said, we found out a couple of weeks ago that the Highway 77 Music Festival is coming to town Sunday, September 12th. Here now to talk about it on the Kenny and JT Show is Bill Groening of Northeast Productions. Bill, how are you today?
I'm great. Kenny, JT, thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule as you get ready for this huge event coming up in September. So we're a few months out, but for our listeners, give them an idea of what's happening on Sunday, September 12th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, Bill.
Well, thank you. The Highway 77 Music Festival was kind of an idea that was birthed over the pandemic. We were thinking of things the stadium could do. I've been talking with the Hall of Fame Village and know the folks there, and we kind of put our heads together, started looking at different artists, and we were able, fortunate enough, to get Dan and Shay, and then recently, of course, added Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Tyler Farr, and Eric Casley. So the concept is we have, like you said very well, we have the stadium. Tom Benson Stadium is not only a great sports facility, but it has, you know, if you've been by recently, you've noticed the huge video walls. Of course, the Center for Excellence is up. There's so much happening, but we thought we have this great venue. We have the ability to go in and do concerts. So we're bringing in, you know, huge vertical video walls. We're doing some great staging. But Dan and Shay, of course, Grammy winning three-time duo and group of the year for the ACMs. They just recently won an iHeart Music Award. And they were a group that was so diverse. We thought we're going to bring a little country into the city here. But I think Canton is starting to now, as you said, we're going to start doing shows, and we have a, you know, 25,000 plus venue there. So people can go to hofvillage.com and they'll see a banner ad link to the ticket page. They should get tickets now. We're going to start seeing, we're 90 some days out, but we're going to start having some tickets will start going up a little bit. But right now it's going to be a day of music. And unlike, we called it a festival because it's not just a Dan and Shay concert. Each one of those artists is going to have up to 70 minutes to do a show. So we start in the afternoon around 1, and people can come for the day. We'll have food vendors. We're planning to do some food trucks. We're going to have some surprises. We, of course, have what we call the red zone, where people can come and stand right up in the front. But there's a variety of ticket levels. It's just going to be a great day, and we're excited because being from Stark County and living here and going to all the different sporting events, I just think we need to start filling it up with some music.
Outstanding webpage as well at hofvillage.com. And to be exact, that concert, and at the top of that webpage, is 93 days, 7 hours, 56 minutes, and 24, 23, 22 seconds from now.
There you
all right,
go.
Bill, in case you're wondering. Bill, I want to talk to you a bit about Dan and Shay, and obviously we're going to call them the headliner of this show. And I do a lot of music. I've been a DJ for years and years and years. Also have a music show on the weekends at Mix 94.1. And the one right. thing that's obvious to me is the fact that you hear these names and you see them all the time. Taylor Swift, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay. And what do they all have in common? These bands cross over into the mainstream. Talk a
they
little
do.
Bit about what it means to have a headliner like Dan and Shay performing at this event.
Well, you just nailed it. When you have an artist that's kind of bridged over, reached over into the pop world and doing a song with Justin Bieber, winning a Grammy for 10,000 hours, going out and becoming sort of that vocal band that doesn't get stuck in one lane. And I think for some, you know, purists, they think, well, this is their country. They got to stay. But these guys vocally, and if you've ever been to one of their shows, I saw some footage when they were at Nationwide Arena, which I think was the last show they did before
wow.
the pandemic hit. And they're just a high-energy group. Obviously, their music translates you know, Glad You Exist, one of the songs they came out with. You know, they just have a, once in a while you see these groups where there's just a vocal blend and their songwriting is incredible. So you're right. I mean, they're crossing over. It's not, you know, we were going to call it, you know, Highway 77 Country Music Festival. To be honest, we're calling it a music festival because we might be surprising people in the future with artists that they would not suspect, maybe. But that's what festivals are all about.
Right.
You don't come for necessarily one style. So, I mean, Dustin Lynch, when we added Dustin, he's got kind of a little more of the country style that people might say that fits. But when you go to one of these festivals, the goal is to experience a lot of different music, a lot of styles. I mean, Eric Paslay is a singer-songwriter. Tyler Farr, same thing, has a lot. You know, Maddie and Tay, who have an amazing social media following, you know, they also, as a kind of a duo that writes great music, it's just going to be a very full day, and people can come and go. And, of course, we're right next to the Hall of Fame Stadium, so people that maybe haven't been here before can make a day of it, come in, they can tour the Hall of Fame, they can go to the shows. But you're right, Dan and Shay will be the headliner. They'll do they'll start at 9, and, you know, they'll probably go a couple hours. It's going to be a big show. As you said, we're counting it down. We're getting to the point now where we're starting to really see that it's in view. So, yeah, if anybody wants to just get on hofvillage.com, you can get in there. And, you know, we're excited. The Hall of Fame Village is committed to bringing things in to Canton along with what they're building. I mean, it's going to be the, as Mike Crawford likes to say, the Disneyland of football.
Right.
And I'm working directly with Mike Levy, and we're just having a great time with this. And if you look ahead, this is just the beginning. We're just starting.
Yeah, this isn't a festival. This is a party. And you get a guy like Eric Paslay out there singing Friday Night, Maddie and Tay, and Shut Up and Fish. This is going to be a party that people aren't going to forget for some time. Now, Bill Groening is our guest right now on the Kenny and JT Show. He's the producer at Northeast Productions. Bill, when you get closer and closer and you start thinking about putting a concert at a venue like this, coming out of the pandemic, I mean, this is going to be the very first big music festival in this venue since the pandemic. Talk a little about it. Protocol's gone now? What's going on?
Yeah, the protocols on June 2nd, I think, officially, when the governor said we're pulling the mandates from the outdoor events, what really happened is we had to start thinking about, you know, you're navigating this as if you may have to social distance. But on June 1st, that was lifted. So what we tell people now is if somebody comes and they're maybe have compromised health situation, obviously wear a mask. But you don't have to because we're outside. You know, the mandate was lifted, so we have no restrictions. Again, common sense comes into play. If somebody really, you know, feels they need to do that, they can obviously respect that. But there's going to be, you know, we have the field seats, which are the field standing room area. So people can come and buy a field pass, and they're able to walk around on the field and hang out with friends. There's no restriction there. Now there's what's called the red zone, which we came up with for obvious reasons, right in the end zone there, right by the stage. Those, we still have some of those available. Those are going kind of quickly, but you can come to the event and move around on the field. You get yourself a seat in the stadium. I just think it's exciting, like you said, that we're bringing music in right after this period of time that all of us, you know, didn't know when that was going to happen again. So we're full steam ahead. There's no restrictions on us in terms of the venue.
We're starting to see concerts popping up all over the place. You know, you're in competition with Blossom Music Center, obviously, but
yes.
I think a lot of these places kind of dragged their feet and weren't ready. How were you ready and able to line up all these great artists in such a short period of time?
Well, great question. When we met and we're looking at the artists, you know, the agents as well as the management companies have to think about what would happen. So we build in some parameters that if something would have happened and there would have been another wave come through, I'm sure we would have had to adjust. That might have been, you know, whether it's a postponement, those things were happening all the time. And so right now, as you said, I knew we were kind of getting to some safer ground with vaccinations and people with crowd immunity and antibodies being built up. We could see we were heading the right way. And we noticed that that's when a lot of these tours that were getting rescheduled were being pushed into the fall, and that gave us some comfort that people were starting to schedule in September, October, November. So we entered this and launched knowing that there could be something happen, but it didn't. So we we're grateful that right now we can move ahead. And like I said, today we've had a big meeting on staging, and we're putting up some really cool, huge vertical video walls, and there won't be a bad seat in the house. I mean, it's a great venue when you think about it.
Sure.
Some of the concerts that are at, you know, Heinz Field, where you have 60,000 seats, that's wonderful. But in Canton, Ohio, you're not going to have a bad seat. When you have that kind of a venue, it's not too big, but it's big enough that you have that energy from the crowd. But I love the lineup. I'm a little partial here because we've worked on this. But Dan and Shay are building momentum, and I think to get them now and get them into Canton, Ohio, I just think it's cool. I'm excited, and I'm not – there's many people been involved in this. The Hall of Fame Village should receive a ton of kudos for stepping out and saying, let's start planning some stuff, because a lot of people weren't. And they kind of looked ahead, and I think, like I said to Mike Levy, you kind of are visionaries looking ahead and saying, I think this is going to work. But we need the support. We really want people in Canton to do these shows. We need to sell out these shows and bring people in. So to support it, it's a great lineup. But go into Hoff Village, HOFVillage.com. You'll see the banner. Click on there. It'll take you to tickets.com. You can see where you want to buy tickets. But we want to have a big show, and we want to keep it going. So, you know, we're going to get people come from out of town, but I want to see I want to see Stark County really, and there's a lot of things going to open up, obviously, in our region. But we're proud of this, and I want to see it get supported.
And that show we're talking about happens Sunday, September 12th, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. We're speaking with Bill Groening right now, the producer of Northeast Productions, put together a phenomenal bill. Let me read it to you. Dan and Shay, Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Shut Up and Fish, Eric Pasley and Tyler Farr. I mean, this, you knocked this one out of the park. And I want to ask you, you know, when you're putting this thing together and tickets are on sale right now, the pre-sold tickets, how many do you have out there so far?
Well, it's kind of a moving target. We've sold, you know, thousands of tickets, but the bottom line is we have a lot of room, and we're not anywhere near where we want to be, but we're clipping along. You know, we had a really good surge when we launched. So we right now are at a point where, and I haven't looked at the numbers today, but, you know, you look at 15-20% capacity, and then you're moving into the next 90 days. It's funny, most of the shows, typically what you'll find is people are waiting, and I think there was some hesitancy, to be honest with you, about COVID, and people wanted to wait and see, would we get full? So I think we just hit that point. June 2nd was a big date, because I don't think until this month I had people emailing me and saying, are you sure we're going to be able to sit side by side or stand on the field at Tom Benson Stadium on September 12th and do this? And I think we're going to see, that's what's happening now. I think we're going to see people start feeling comfortable, but we're really ramping up the promotional stuff. You're helping us here. There's a lot of things going to be coming out, and we're moving into that time. Like you said, 93 days, and we'll keep looking at the hours here, but 93 days away. So we've got, you know, we're on that point now where we're just pushing hard, but we got a great lineup. I just think it's rare. It took a little negotiating to get them. They're going to be in Connecticut on Saturday. Mm. We had to route them from there over to here. Their tour was set, and we said, if you can pop into Hall of Fame City, come to Canton, Ohio. And I think they like football, too, because I told them a lot about the Hall of Fame.
It's a selling point. It's a selling point, right?
It is. I mean, when you say Hall of Fame City, I mean, most people that follow football know Canton, Ohio. But when you talk to people maybe in the entertainment industry and you say, this is Tom Benson Stadium right next door to the Hall of Fame in our, you know, in Canton, Ohio. And I think we're going to see, I think this is going to be one of those launching points for us that we can do more. We can start building other types. I mean, we're not limited to this style. We can go in, and Tom Benson Stadium will be doing a lot of things, and there's a lot of stuff planned. But having this venue right by the highway, and when I was thinking of names, that's what I thought of. I thought, I was just thinking Highway 77, we're right here. If you take the corridor from Cleveland all the way down to, I think, North Carolina, might be South Carolina, if you take 77, this is sort of a nice route that you can jump off right there at the exit, enjoy this festival. So I think we're going to see, you know, this is going to be a great start. And like I said, I would just tell people, look forward to more we can do, but support this when we really need support. And we're doing fine, but we just got to keep, I'd like to see people in this area attend. I think we're going to do fine with it.